We're basically a center that was established by the president of Tel Aviv University, who understood that we really need to change the value proposition for our future body student. And he established this center to use digital and innovation to maybe think differently about what we can offer and how we can use digital to rethink our university and actually the whole higher education here in Israel.
How prominent is online learning in Israel today?
I wouldn't say that prominent. I am pretty sure that much of the leadership in the Ministry of Education here and here in the universities are very well aware of the technology and the promise that it brings with it. But the actual usage of that technology and how does the local teacher and the local student actually engage with that technology, I think we have a lot more to gain, a distance to go there.
Yeah, I would say even in the United States that the situation is similar, that we saw a great deal of early promise and strong growth, and I would say to some extent in higher education that online learning is now slow growth, single digits. Why do you think that is?
I think, like everything in the public sector, the implementation is a big challenge. And I think, first of all, if I look at the bright side, I think this is the first time, they say that every 10 years there is a sort of revolution in education. When television came, when the internet came, they said it will change everything, and it didn't. So we're now a bit less optimistic. But what really I think changed is that the leadership, at least in to my eyes, I see globally leadership is really interested in using technology because every other field they see the technology is doing a difference, and now they want to use technology in education. But I think that we still didn't find the way to present it to the teacher and the student in a way. It doesn't necessarily have to be engaging. It doesn't, but it's not, it doesn't have to be that threatening as it is right now.